All right, afternoon kindergarten. We had a really busy and fun week, didn't we? Who wants to tell us something that we did or we learned this week? Hannah. Well, can you speak up because you're sitting so far back so we can hear you? Music. What about music? What about music? What did you do in music that you liked so much or you learned?
The song.
Which song?
The chicken song.
The chicken song? Can we sing a little bit of it?
Yeah.
How does it start? Because I don't know that song. How does it start? Who wants to start it?
It's like a riff.
Go ahead, Quinn, start the song.
I forgot.
Oh my gosh, we forgot the song already. Hannah, do you know how it starts? No, no one knows how it starts. But it was a good song when you sang, right? You know how it starts, Joy? Okay, go ahead.
Her feathers are more moving around.
Feathers are moving around.
No, that wasn't the song.
That's not the song.
That's
the ABC song you didn't sing when you were in music, right?
Yes,
so
Hannah
said,
We did.
Oh, I know that song. Okay, are you ready? Do you want to sing that one?
Yeah.
Do you know all the words? Because it's a long song.
Yeah.
All right. Is that okay with you, Hannah?
Oh, don't
okay,
me.
Let's go. Great, thank you so much. What else did we learn this week? What did we do? Joy?
When we did math, it was really going to take a long time.
It took so long, didn't
it? Yeah,
and
it took so many days to do it.
It took so many days. Do you remember the problem?
It was
35.
It was 35. Do you remember the problem?
Yeah.
What was the problem?
Cindy had a party. She invited two special guests. Those special guests invited three more.
Now, three more each, right? They invited three more. So the two guests invited four guests each, and then the four guests each invited three more guests each.
Like three.
Lots of threes, right? And so what was the final answer?
35.
There were 35 people. That's one big party.
Yeah.
What else did we do in math day? We did something in math yesterday that was pretty fun. Do you remember what you did?
She just shaking it off.
Do you remember what we did yesterday in math? What did we do on the iPads? Yes, Marcus. What did we do on the iPads? Do you remember? Nobody remembers? What did we do, Ava?
We're finding three things, how to make 10, and putting them on seesaw.
Very good. We found three ways to make 10 and put it
like
on seesaw. Sam, can you tell me a way to make 10?
5 and 5.
Who can tell me another one? Luke.
6 and 4.
Quinn.
Three and 7.
Good job. Are there any other ones? Madeline.
I know. 8 plus 2.
8 plus 2. Very good. What else, Javon?
9 and 1.
Very good. Excellent. You guys did such a nice job with that. That was really good. And we put it on seesaw so all the parents can see. Now, what else did we do? Today we learned 9 plus 1. We said, thank you, Orion. Today we talked in social skills about sharing or caring and helping, right? Caring and helping. Do you remember what we call that when you feel the same feelings?
Empathy.
Empathy, good. And we learned another word today that was when you act kindly towards someone and help them. What was that word? It starts with come.
Compassion.
Compassion. Very good.
I found a new word. Compassion.
That's not compassion. That's cement. But that was close. It starts with a K, right? Well, actually, it starts with a C. Cement starts with S.
That's our new word.
Compassion was the word we learned, right? Compassion is when you act kind to someone and you help them and you show them that you really care about them by doing that. That was good. All right, and we also read a lot of books about wheels this week. And why do people have wheels? Why do people have wheels?
Somebody could ride around.
I want to call on someone who's raising their hand. Let's see. Charlie, why do people have wheels?
Because.
What do wheels help us do?
Move.
They help us move. Very good. They help us move. Exactly. What do you use wheels for in your life? Isabella, what do you use wheels for? How do you get to school? Do you walk or do you drive a car?
You drive a car.
You drive, so your car helps you get to school, doesn't it? And your car has wheels.
I walk here.
Some people walk, some people ride a car. Some people might even take a bus, right?
Or a bike.
Or a bike. Oh, good, we forgot about
a scooter.
Or a scooter. All of those
things
have wheels. Very good. All right.
All
right. Anybody else have something that they want to share?
A work truck, too,
for sure. Quinn, what else did we do this week that you want to talk about? Oh, my friends, listen carefully because Max S. Quinn is talking, so it's his turn to talk, so you need to sit down and listen quietly.
We did the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, we did the Pledge of Allegiance, absolutely. Yes. We do that every day.
And we did Canada.
And calendar. We do that every day, too. All right. So next week, my friends, remember what I told you we're going to do about the birds? What are we doing with our birds next week?
Counting.
We're counting them and sending them to scientists.
Yeah. Exactly, Charlie. The scientists
in New York.
Cornell Lab of Ornithology is going to take all of our data. Data is the information we collect. And they're going to use that to understand how birds move in our area. Not all schools, just schools that sign up, and
Is
we like bees? To be here.
We
you know, I don't
up.
Know if Mrs. B's class is doing it or not, but we are doing it for sure. So we are going to watch our feeder, and we're going to count the birds that we see, and we're going to record our data, and we're going to send it every week to the scientists at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll do that all the way till April. We'll do it the whole winter long, and we'll see a lot of different birds, so it'll be fun.
And we're going here for winter?
Oh, yes. You'll be in school in the winter.
What?
But not for Christmas.
What?
But not for Christmas.
There's
not for holidays.
There's a holiday break, a winter break in December, and you won't be here then. Does anybody, anyone else have anything they want to tell their parents about our week? What else? Anything exciting? Javon, what?
Math.
Well, we talked about math. What else did you want to say about math?
Math.
What about them?
It's gone.
We talked about our math problem that we did this week. Is there something else you wanted to say about it, though? You can say something else. Got to go quick. We only have 50 seconds left, Javon. No, nothing else. Luke?
We have a new poem.
We do have a new poem, our November poem. You are correct about that. All right, shall we say goodbye to our parents?
Goodbye, Mommy!
We'll see you next week.
I'm going to see you.